刚才我们所唱的诗歌是多么好的福音。
What a good gospel that we just sang.
呼吸是每个人都会做的。
Everyone knows how to breathe.
我们就是这样子不断地呼出我们的自己。
That's how we continue to breathe out ourselves.
因为神在基督耶稣里面释放了我们。
For God has set us free in Christ Jesus.
叫所有的罪律酷职都已经脱落。
So all sin's laws of sin has been shed.
我们能够自由的来呼吸。
That we can breathe freely.
吸入神自己。
And breathing God He Himself.
很快我们就要读完加拉太书。
Pretty soon we'll finish reading the book of Galatians.
上周五晚上，前天晚上，我们读到圣灵所结的果子。
On Friday night, we just finished reading the fruits of the Spirit.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering.
恩慈、良善、信实。
Kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
温柔、节制。
Gentleness, self-control.
我相信我们每一个人都非常喜欢这九个果子。
I believe everyone likes the fruit of the Spirit.
这九个果子也就是福音的果子。
And the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of the gospel.
这是我们信主以后圣灵在我们生命里面要工作的结果。
And that's the result of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
但是我们也注意到在说到圣灵九个果子之前也说到情欲的事。
But before, the Bible mentioned the fruit of the Spirit, he talked about the things of lust.
我们今天就不再读这些事。
We're not here to read those things.
这些都是些非常可怕的名词。
Those are very dreadful words.
我相信我们没有一个人希望跟这些词连在一起。
I believe no one wants to be connected with those terms.
但是我们也不得不承认，这是我们常常听见的事。
But we have to admit that those are the things we often hear.
在我们每天的新闻里面，我们不断地听到这些事。
In the news we hear daily, we continue to hear those terms.
不论我们在哪一个社会，不论我们到哪一个国家，每一天的新闻也差不多就是这些事。
Whichever community we go to, whatever country we're in, we're hearing pretty much the same things.
这些就是人的故事。
And that's the story of man.
人我们心里面光景的一个写照。
That's a reflection of the condition of our hearts.
福音真的是神的恩典，从恩慈的神里面发出来的。
The gospel is truly the grace of God that was uttered from the heart of God.
神愿意来到这样一群人当中。
The God willingly came to the group of people.
神愿意将自己放在这样的一个心里面。
And he willingly placed himself in their hearts.
圣灵一直要工作在这样的一个心里面。
And the Holy Spirit will continue to work in such hearts.
直到我们结出圣灵的果子来。
Until we bear the fruits of the Spirit.
我们觉得可能吗？
Do you think that's possible?
很感谢主，保罗不是将一个美丽的苹果高高的挂在天空。
We thank the Lord. Paul was not hanging a beautiful fruit in the air high above.
我们能够欣赏却不能够得到。
That we can see, but we cannot receive.
当我们读加拉太书的时候，我们不断看到一个字，就是信。
As we read the book of Galatians, we kept reading this word, faith.
加拉太书一共说了二十次信。
It was mentioned more than 20 times.
信是关键。
It's the key. The faith is the key.
我们不是努力要从情欲的事这一头走到圣灵的果子那一头。
It's not by our effort to walk from the end of lust to the end of the Holy Spirit.
那个关键在于信。
The key is the faith.
我们对信这个字呢也不陌生。
And it's not a new term to us.
我们基督徒呢是有信仰的人。
We Christians, we're people of faith.
但是平常我们不大会去思考，我们自己有没有信心。
But on an ordinary day, we don't reflect on whether we have faith or not.
当我们信主以后，我们就不会每天去思考这个问题。
After we believe in God, we seldom consider this question.
但是当有个特别的环境来到
，But when there's a special circumstance that came upon us,
我们就觉得我们需要信心。
We feel as if we need faith.
我们就彼此鼓励，我们要有信心。
And we encourage one another that we need to have faith.
如果我们再进一步的思考
，But if you think deeper,
那我们的信心的内容包括些什么？
What does this faith include?
我不知道 我们有没有做过这样的事？我们可以将我们的信仰写一个单子。
I don't know if you have ever done this. About your faith, to make a list.
然后我们再勾一下我们对哪一个有信心。
And put check marks next to the ones we have faith upon.
我不知道，当我们做完这个单子以后，我们的信心是越过越坚定，还是越来越模糊了？
And after you make that checklist, is your faith more clear or it's unclear?
信心在英文里面用了两个字 ，faith 跟 belief.
There are two terms that are used in English: faith and belief.
我们暂且这样说，神说过的话成为我的信仰。
If we may, let's say that the words of God becomes our faith.
那我相信神说过的话，就是我们所谓的信心。
And faith is that I believe what God has said.
这两个要合在一起，才成为我们的信心。
When you put the two together, that becomes our faith.
我们的信仰是圣经中告诉我神是怎样一位神。
Our belief is that the Bible tells us what a God that we have.
神和我有些什么关系？
And what kind of relationship we have with our God.
我们的信心是我每天在我们每天的生活中，从我的信仰来看我每天的生活。
And my faith, our faith is from looking at my daily life from my belief.
当我的环境挑战我的信仰的时候，我选择相信神。
When I'm challenged in my circumstances, my faith was being challenged. I choose to believe God.
这次我读加拉太书的时候，信这个字特别的鼓励我。
This time, as I read the book of Galatians, faith truly encouraged me.
关于信心，在加拉太书第三章用了两个非常特别的名字，那个字。
About faith in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, two special terms were used.
保罗所说的信心是以，他说在加拉太书第三章，他说是以信为本。
The two phrases, Paul was talking about the people of faith.
还有因信得生。
And those who live by faith.
以信为本，说到一个人，他以神的话作为根据。
The people of faith are a person is talking about a person who lives by the word of God.
因信得生，说他每天在生活里面要有信心。
And to live by faith is in the daily life to have faith.
一个以信为本的人。
The people of faith,
一个生活在信心里面的人
and a person who lives in faith,
他就能够经历福音的大能
will be able to experience the power of the gospel.
他就可以结福音的果子
and he will bear fruit, the fruit of the gospel.
在加拉太书第三章第九节，他说这样的人，一个以信为本的人是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
In Galatians 3:9, it says, "Those are the children." The sons of Abraham.
要和亚伯拉罕一同得福。
They will be blessed with believing Abraham.
那第十四节又告诉我们亚伯拉罕他得到什么福。
And verse 14 tells us what kind of blessing that they will receive.
他说我们因着信便叫亚伯拉罕因信所得的福都因耶稣基督可以临到外邦人使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
That by the so that those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham and
在加拉太书，他告诉加拉太书里面很清楚的告诉我们亚伯拉罕他所得到的是什么福。
And in Galatians, we're told that the blessing that Abraham received
亚伯拉罕因着信得到一个子孙，就是耶稣基督。
By faith, Abraham received an heir, that is the Christ.
亚伯拉罕因信得到应许的圣灵。
By faith, Abraham received the promised Spirit.
从神恩慈的心中，神要将耶稣基督和圣灵赐给我们做恩典。
From the heart of a gracious God, God has given us Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to us as grace.
这就是福音。
That is the gospel.
福音包括两部分。
There are two parts in the gospel.
耶稣基督和圣灵。
That is Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
我们要在信心中来得到。
You need to receive them by faith.
圣经告诉我们，他不是神不是说谎的神。
The Bible tells us that God does not lie.
福音不是神将圣灵的果子高高的挂在空中，要我们努力来得到。
The gospel is not that like a fruit hanging high in the sky that we cannot receive.
福音也不是神将圣灵的果子挂在那里，要显出我们的污秽。
And the gospel is not that the fruit is hanging there to show us how filthy we are.
福音是神将基督耶稣赐给我们。
The gospel is that by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, He will give Himself to us.
神将耶稣基督赐给我们做生命。
God will give us Jesus Christ as life.
神也将圣灵赐给我们。
God also gave us the Holy Spirit.
要在我们里面做能力。
To be the strength in us.
神要求我们的只是要我们做个以信为本的人。
God only asks us to be people of faith.
也要我们因信过生活。
And to live our lives by faith.
我们最近说到我们要从最基本的，我们要回到根基来建造。
We have been sharing on how to return to the basics to build.
所以当我们听到那么好的福音，我们回到根基来学习，我们怎么样因信来得到这个福音。
So after we heard such a good gospel, we need to come back to the foundation to learn how to live by faith.
感谢主的智慧，他们将这以弗所书放在加拉太书后面。
We thank the Lord for His wisdom. He put the book of Ephesians after the book of Galatians.
接着以弗所书最近前不久我们读的以弗所书，他就把这一个福音更清楚地告诉我们。
And Ephesians made the gospel even clearer to us.
以弗所书第二章，他说到我们信主之前的情形。
Ephesians chapter 2 speaks of our condition before we believe in the Lord.
他说你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
我想没有人觉得以往我是死人。
I don't believe anyone think of himself as dead.
我们觉得以前我们都活得好好的。
In the past, we thought we had a good life before.
但是我们要明白这节圣经，我们就要来说一下人的构造。
But to understand this verse, we need to talk about the structure of human beings.
神造人的时候有三部分，人外面有身体，这是我们最熟悉的一部分。
When God created man, there were three parts. Outwardly, this is our physical body.
当我们说到一个人的时候，我们头脑里面就出现这个人的形状。
When we talk about a person, our head had this image of this person.
但是外面的身体并不完全代表一个人。
But the outward physical body does not completely represent a person.
我们看过双胞胎，他们小的时候非常的像。
We have seen twins that when they were young, they looked similar.
但是随着他们的成长，
But as they grew,
他们的外面身体可能还是很像。
Perhaps they still look alike outwardly.
但是他们的个性会渐渐不一样。
But they would gradually have different personalities.
我们就知道人除了身体之外，还有另外一部分，就是魂。
And so we know that other than our body, there's a part that's called soul.
一个人的思想，一个人的情感等等。
It includes your thoughts and your feelings.
我们虽然看不见，却是我们人一个非常真实的一部分。
Although we can't see it, but it's a very true part of us.
魂和身体合起来构造成一个人。
The soul and the body together form a person.
我想这是我们大家都能够明白的。
That's something that we can all understand.
但是创世纪告诉我们，人不仅有魂，人还有灵。
But the book of Genesis told us, not only do we have souls, we also have spirits.
因为神创造动物的时候也有魂。
When God created animals, they also have soul.
动物也有思想，也有感情。
They have their thoughts and their feelings.
但是人和万物不一样的地方，就是人有灵。
But what makes us man different is that we have a spirit.
神造了人以后，神吹了一口气到人里面。
When God created man, he breathed into his nostrils.
人成了有灵的活人。
The breath of life and man became a living being.
这是人最尊贵的原因。
This is why we're the most honorable.
神从他里面吹了一口气息出来，进入人的里面。
God's breath entered into man.
人的深处有灵。
And in our depth, there is a spirit.
在人里面有个特别的机关，人能够跟神来往。
There's a special organ in us that we can have fellowship with God.
神能够借着灵来掌管人，神要我们神要借着人的灵来掌管人的魂，最后掌管人的身体。
Through our spirits, God will reign over our soul and our body.
但是我们知道人犯罪以后， 我们人的灵就失去它该有的功用。
But we know that after man sinned, man has lost its function.
我们人就成为只有属魂的人。
The spirit lost the function, so we became men of soul only.
罪住在人的魂中。
And sin dwells in the soul.
当这个所以加拉太书所说这些情欲的事，就是一个人从他的魂中发出来的事。
So what the book of Galatians talk about when it mentioned the lust, they all came from the soul.
当我们的灵失去功用以后，对神来说，我们成为一个失丧的人。
When our spirit lost its function, to God we are as lost.
我们就像死人一样，跟神不再有反应。
Whereas if we're dead, we no longer respond to God.
我们失去跟神的交通。
We lost the fellowship with God.
直到有一天，我们简单的接受福音。
Until one day, we, by a simple faith, we receive the gospel.
我们接受耶稣基督做生命。
We receive Jesus Christ as our life.
我们得到一个新的生命，成为一个新造的人。
We receive a new life to be a new creation.
那是圣灵进到我们的里面，使我们的灵活过来。
So the Holy Spirit entered into us to quicken our spirits.
从此以后，我们成为一个能够向着神活的人。
And from then on, we become a person who can live to God.
当我们要借着福音，当我们要借着信心来经历福音的大能，要结福音的果子，我们第一步，我们要操练我们的信心。
As we live by faith to experience the power of the gospel to bear fruit of the Spirit, the first step is to believe we are already out of death.
我们要相信我们已经出死入生，我们已经是一个活的人。
We need to believe that we are already out of death.
我们已经转向神，我们能够向着神活的人。
And we have entered into life. We can live to God.
要相信我已经从根基上彻底的改变。
We have been changed from the bottom up.
我们不要再用以往的眼光来衡量自己。
And no longer let us not judge ourselves from the perspectives in the past.
很多时候我们虽然信主了。
A lot of times, although we believe in God,
但是我们还是用以往的眼光看自己。
We still judge ourselves with the old perspective.
所以我们不太期盼自己会有多大的改变。
So we didn't expect ourselves to change much.
当我们读圣经的时候，或者我们听到的时候，我们听到一些属灵的事，我们都觉得跟我们很遥远。
As we read the Bible, we hear the sermon, we felt that those spiritual things are very far from us.
所以我们也没有太大的期盼。
And so we cannot have a high hope.
我们虽然信主，但是我们信心可能就停在那里。
Although we believe in the Lord, that may be where our faith stops.
但什么样的生命就会对什么事有反应。
But our response corresponds to the life that we have.
我们败坏的生命对属灵的事永远没有兴趣。
Our corrupted life is never interested in spiritual things.
但现在我们得了一个新的生命。
But now that we have received a new life,
是耶稣来做我的生命。
That is, Jesus has come to be my life.
有耶稣在我里面，我怎么可能跟属灵的事情绝缘呢？
How can I be like an insulator to spiritual things with Jesus living in me?
有什么事情对我来说是太不可能的呢？
Is there anything impossible to me?
所以我们信主以后，每一天，我们醒过来，我们都要重新肯定我们的信心。
So after we believe in the Lord, every morning as we wake up, we need to have faith and be sure that the life is already in me.
只因为信仰告诉我，我们已经出死入生。
Because my belief tells me that I have left death and have entered into life.
我已经是新造的人。
I am already a new creation.
我已经和神连结上了。
I have already reconnected with God.
有对的生命是最重要的事。
It's the most important thing is to have the right life.
神的生命活出神的形象是最自然、最自由的。
It's natural for God's life to live out God's image.
这就是福音。
And it's the most liberal thing. That is the gospel.
耶稣基督自己来做我的生命。
Jesus Christ is my life.
所以每一天我们都要相信我今天是新造的人。
So believe every day that I am a new creation.
那第二步我们要继续在信心里面生活。
And the second step is to continue to live by faith.
神已经将耶稣赐给我们做生命。
God has given us Jesus as life.
福音不仅这样。
That's not just it.
福音神还要将圣灵赐给我们做能力。
The gospel is that the Holy Spirit will be given to us as our power.
加拉太书告诉我们，既然靠圣灵入门，我们要继续靠着圣灵成全。
And Galatians 2 says, having begun in the Spirit, we need to be perfected by the Spirit.
当我们读在读到第五章圣灵结的果子的时候。
When we read chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit.
我们很喜欢这些果子。
We really like the fruit.
我们就学习一样，我们就选一样来学习好。
Let's just choose one to learn from it.
忍耐。
Patience.
当我们要学习忍耐的时候。
When we are to learn to be patient.
为什么我们要学习忍耐呢？
Why do we need to learn to be patient?
一定是有些事情让我们很恼怒。
There must be something that angers us.
使我们觉得不容易忍耐。
That upsets us, that it's hard for us to be patient.
所以我们需要学忍耐。
That's why we need to learn to be patient.
因为我们不喜欢恼怒。
Because we don't want to be angered.
我相信没有人无缘无故的要学忍耐。
I don't believe no one would learn the lesson without a reason.
但我在学习的时候。
As I was learning.
那些恼怒我的事就更加的明显。
Those things that provoke me were even working harder in me.
因为我在注意他了。
Because I'm paying attention to them now.
我还很要努力的学忍耐。
And I have to try my best to learn to be patient.
这是非常费力的。
And that's laborious.
那我们学习忍耐的日子，你才发现时间走得多慢了。
On the days that you determined to learn to be patient, you found out a day is like a year.
那劳碌我们的事情有多？真是非常的多。
There's so many things that will provoke us.
忍耐这个美德不容易学习。
This virtue to be patient is truly hard to learn.
就算我们学会忍耐。
Even if we learned it.
还有好多词名词，像仁爱、恩慈、善良。
There are other terms like love, kindness, goodness.
说实在的，这三个名词怎么分别，我真的不是太知道。
If you ask me for the difference among them, I don't really know them.
我们都喜欢它，但怎么一回事，我们不是很清楚。
We all like them, but to come to the details, we can't really say much.
或许我们可以查查字典。
Perhaps we need to check the dictionary.
我们就算我们查到字典 definition 都查出来了。
Even if we found the definitions,
但是我们怎么分开学习这三个美德？
How do we learn them separately?
我想非常的不容易。
I think that would be very difficult.
我们不可能结圣灵的果子。
It's impossible for us to bear fruit.
如果神将圣灵的果子挂在天空，让我们努力来得，那就不是福音了。
But if the fruit of the Spirit was just hung in the sky for us to be not able to reach, that's not the gospel.
那更要显出我们的污秽软弱。
That will, on the contrary, reveal our filthiness and our weakness.
彼得后书第一章告诉我们，福音的第一步，神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们了。
Second Peter chapter 1 said, the first step of the gospel is that as his divine power has given to us all things.
皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
That pertain to life and good godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises.
叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这就是我们刚才讲的第一步，我们要相信接受的，我们是个新造的人。
This is what we said earlier. Step one is to believe that we are already a new creation.
刚才我们所说的这些刚才我们所读的经节都是过去式。
In verses 3 and 4, those are past tense.
神已经都做成了。
God has finished the task.
都在基督耶稣里赐给我了。
They're all given to us in Christ Jesus.
接着我们还要有第二步。
And there must be second step to follow.
我们要相信这福音是有能力的。
We need to believe there's power in this gospel.
在以弗所书第一章，保罗为信徒的祷告。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, the prayer of Paul for the believers.
他要我们知道神向我们这信的人要显出的能力有何是何等的浩大。
He said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe?
重点是相信的人。
The point is to those who believe.
是相信圣灵在我里面的能力。
Those who believe in the power of the Spirit in us.
当我们想要学圣灵所结的果子。
As we learn from the fruit of the Spirit,
我们每一天都要来相信圣灵在我的里面，要帮助我能结出这样的果子。
Every single day, we need to believe the Holy Spirit will help us to bear fruit.
不论我昨天表现得怎么样，
Whatever I did yesterday,
我今天还要照着神的话来相信我已经是新造的人。
Today I will continue to trust that I am a new creation.
我已经有可能活出结出圣灵的果子。
There is possibility for me to bear fruit of the Spirit.
我今天还要将我的信心建立在神话语的上面。
Today I will build my faith upon the Word of God.
不是建立在我自己的信能力上面。
Not upon my own ability.
不管我昨天是失败也好，是得胜也好。
Whether I failed or succeeded.
我要相信圣灵来，要帮助我能够结出圣灵的果子。
I need to believe that the Holy Spirit will help me to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们每一天，我们都要学习放下自己。
Every day, we need to learn to lay down ourselves.
圣灵已经来在我里面。
The Holy Spirit has come and dwell in me.
当我们要寻求圣灵的时候，圣灵已经在我们里面。
As we seek the Spirit, it is already in me.
我们要谦卑来顺服神。
We need to humble ourselves to obey God.
我们投靠圣灵的能力。
And to trust in the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是活的神。
The Holy Spirit is the living God.
他要引导。
He will guide us.
他要照着神的心意来制作我们。
According to God's heart desire, He will make us.
这就是我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
And that's the hymn we just sang.
放下软弱，也放下力尽。
Lay down our weakness and lay down our strength.
发现唯有神是生命。
And discover only God is life.
这也是保罗所说的，我如今在肉身活着。
And that's why Paul said, now I live in the body.
是因信神的儿子而活。
Is by believing in the Son of God.
这句话有两个意思。
The two meanings in what he said.
一方面是我相信神的儿子。
On one hand, he says, I believe in the Son of God.
一个是神儿子的信实。
The other hand is the faithfulness of the Son of God.
我们每天都要这样的相信。
We need to believe that daily.
保罗他有这么大的启示。
Paul received such great revelation.
但是他活在他的肉身里面。
But he still lived in the flesh.
我相信他有失败的时候。
I believe he has also time that he failed.
但是他失败后他还要继续相信。
But after the failure, he chose to continue to believe.
不再是我。
No longer I.
不再是那个常常失败的我。
Not the person who often failed.
我每天在这个会失败的肉身里面活着。
Every day I live in this body that will fail often.
我是相信神的儿子而活的。
But I live by believing in the Son of God.
是神儿子的信实支撑我。
It's the faithfulness of the Son of God that sustains me.
我们纵然失信，他仍是可信。
Although we may lose our faith, He is still faithful.
这也是我们刚唱的诗歌，一呼一吸都在于你。
And that's what the hymn we just sang said, All my breath is in you.
这是我们每天都要有的信心。
This is the faith we need to have daily.
今天我还要来呼吸。
Today I need to breathe.
我越是失败，我越要来呼吸。
The more I fail, the more I need to breathe.
我越是盼望成圣，我更要来呼吸。
The more I hope to be sanctified, I need to breathe.
圣灵已经在我里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in me already.
圣灵是有能力的神。
The Holy Spirit is the powerful God.
还有什么事是圣灵不能够为我成就的呢？
Is there anything the Holy Spirit cannot do for me?
我们对自己不要灰心，我们不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
我们对教会也不灰心。
Don't be discouraged toward yourself or the church.
因为圣灵仍旧在工作。
For the Holy Spirit is still working in us.
第三步，我们对将来没有看见的事，我们要有信心。
And step three, we need to have hope toward the things we have not seen.
要因着信，我们要有盼望。
By faith, have hope.
启示录告诉我们将来必成的事。
The book of Revelation has told us the things will be done.
其中所说的没有一件事我们已经看过。
None of them are seen by our eyes.
我们的思想能够明白的。
Or can be understood by our mind.
但是在我们信主以后，我们也多少都经历过神是信实的，神是真实的。
But after we believe in God, we have the experience that God is true.
圣经竟然说他是神是不说谎的神。
And is faithful. The Bible says God does not lie.
因此我们就不能够局部的选择来相信圣经。
So don't choose to believe in the Bible partially.
我们必须要相信神所说过的话，神的旨意必定会成就。
We need to believe that what God has said, His will be done accordingly.
我们要因着我里面的那个生命，因着圣灵，我们要相信神旨意成就的时候，我要在其中。
By faith that and the Holy Spirit dwells in us, believe that when God says His word will be done, we will be part of it.
关于福音在旧约里面有一个很好的故事，以色列人离开埃及。
About the gospel, there's a very good story. When the Israelites left Egypt.
当以色列离开埃及，他们经过旷野，神要将那个美好的迦南地赐给他们。
When the Israelites left Egypt, they went through the wilderness to enter into the land of Canaan.
这里有三个地方，埃及旷野跟迦南地。
The three places, the Egypt, the wilderness, and the land of Canaan.
埃及是他们以往非常熟悉的地方。
Egypt was a place that they were familiar with.
迦南是最美好的地方。
And the land of Canaan was a beautiful land.
那旷野可能是最不容易的地方。
And the wilderness is the most challenging place.
我们知道他们经过旷野地的时候什么帮助都没有。
We know that when they pass through the wilderness, they receive no help.
他们靠着神迹奇事过旷野的生活。
They live the days in the wilderness by signs and wonders.
但最后神要他们进迦南地。
But ultimately, God wanted them to enter into the land of Canaan.
他们就看了一下，他们知道有好多好多的障碍。
They saw so many obstacles.
他们虽然经历过许多的恩典。
Although they received so much grace.
那在他们生活里面经历的。
They experienced them in their daily life.
为了他们生活上的需要。
For their daily needs.
但是看到迦南地对他们来讲太难了。
But to them, to enter into the land of Canaan was very difficult.
他们就没有信心了。
So they had no faith.
神说这些百姓藐视我。
God said these people despised me.
他们经历那么多的神迹奇事，还是藐视我。
After they experienced so much signs and wonders, they still despised me.
因为他们在神最后那个旨意上面，他们没有信心。
Because they lack faith toward the ultimate will of God.
神说你们就要倒闭在旷野里面。
And God said, "You will die in the wilderness."
不错，你们离开埃及了。
Indeed, you have left Egypt.
但是你们也不得进入迦南。
But you will not enter into the land of Canaan.
因为他们缺少对神旨意的信心。
For they lack faith toward God's will.
神最高，我们在将来神要完成的旨意里面，神最高的旨意就是他要建立教会，成为他的家。
The highest will of God is to build, to edify the body of Christ.
神要我们教会长成到那个基督完满的身量。
Till we all come to the unity of faith and of knowledge of the Son of God.
神要制作我们的生命，叫我们的生命成熟，能够成为基督的心腹。
To a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这些都是非常高的神的心意。
To be the bride of Christ, and those are very high thoughts of God.
我们有以色列人失败的例子在前面。
We have seen the failure of the Israelites.
虽然我们觉得有这么多的障碍。
Although we know there are many obstacles.
我们看到许许多的这个，我们有许许多多的失望。
And a lot of times we're disappointed.
但是我们不要放弃。
But let us not give up.
我们要坚持神既然这么说，他就一定做得到。
We need to be persistent. What God has said, He will do accordingly.
更何况圣灵已经来。
And let alone the Holy Spirit has already come.
神不是要我们咬紧牙齿的相信。
God does not want us to gnash our teeth to believe.
在以弗所书，他说圣灵已经来，像一个保证一样在我们里面。
In the book of Ephesians, God said the Holy Spirit has come as a guarantee.
做我们得基业的把握。
As a deposit for our inheritance.
将来我们会得到这些。
One day we will receive them.
因为圣灵已经来在我们里面做把握。
For the Holy Spirit has come as a deposit.
福音使我们进入天的境界。
The gospel help us to enter into the heavenly realm.
我们因着信，我们已经出死入生，进入天的境界。
By faith, we have departed from death and entered into the heavenly realm.
福音的大能使我们能够活在天的境界里面。
And the power of the gospel enables us to live in the heavenly realm.
圣灵已经在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is already in us.
我们每一个人都能够尝到一点圣灵的味道。
Everyone can taste of it.
我们都在我们生活里面经历到一点神的信实。
We have all experienced God's faithfulness in our daily life.
这些都是一个值，一个保证。
All of them are the guarantee.
那我们能够来得到更大更荣耀的基业。
For us to receive a greater and more glorious inheritance.
我们今天开始，我们做个相信的人。
Starting today, let us be a person that believes.
不仅在我们生活上的需要，我们相信神。
Not only on our daily life.
我们要来相信神的话。
But believe God's word.
每天我们要告诉自己神的话不改变。
Every day tell ourselves that God's word does not change.
我们要相信神的工作。
Believe God's word.
不是靠自己。
Not by our efforts.
是靠圣灵在我们里面的运行。
By the working of the Holy Spirit.
我们要因着信要来寻求圣灵的意思。
Seek the will of the Holy Spirit by faith.
顺服圣灵的意思。
And obey the will of the Holy Spirit.
我们这样做的时候，我们要相信神的旨意必定要完成。
As we believe in this way, God's way will be done.
我们今天因着圣灵的降临，我们已经可以稍微尝到一点天的味道。
Because of the descension of the Holy Spirit, we have tasted a little bit of the heavenly realm.
我们来唱首诗歌，有福的安静。
Let us sing him blessed quietness.
我想他这里的 quietness 不是声音上的安静。
It's not talking about the audible sound.
是心里的平静。
It's a quietness in our hearts.
今天我们活在一个天的境界。
Today we're living in a heavenly realm.
我们在这个地上经过的时候。
As we pass through the earth.
因着圣灵的降临。
By the descension of the Holy Spirit.
把天带到我们小小的心里面。
Heaven was brought down to our small hearts.
把天带到我的周围。
The heaven was brought down to our circumstances.
我们从第一节开始唱，我们请赞美团队带我们来唱。
Let's sing from stanza one. 还在星期
里，我们一起来
唱。Let's all stand and sing together.
喜乐永流，无有海河海。
喜乐永流。 圣洁的安静，我心有。
保护，水上起波澜，他在说平安，我心不在，有许多亲弟兄
brothers。
这是何等奇妙救恩，我乃时常见主面，这是何等奇妙居所，何等安静安息地，永不的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大宝物，水蒸气波澜，他在说平安，我心不在，有气度，有不担心，有不的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大宝物，水蒸气波澜，他在说平安，我心
蒙福，有圣灵做我们的保惠师。
Lord, we thank you that we're so blessed to have the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
你的救恩，你的约定就是我们的把握。
As a comforter, your salvation and your covenant is our guarantee.
纵然我们会失败
，although we may fail,
但是主你已经应许，你赐下神儿子的灵做我们的生命。
But you have promised to give the life of the Son of God to be our life.
每天就在一呼一吸之间，你来制作我们。
In every breath, in our everyday, you are making us.
主，我们求你保守我们的心怀意念。
Lord, keep us and keep our hearts.
愿意更多的舍弃。
To be willing to give up ourselves.
愿意更多由你来充满。
To be willing to be filled by you even more.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
谢谢你在坚固每一个人的心。
Thank you for building everyone up.
我们这样祷告，奉基督耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们报告之前，啊，想请问一下，在座有没有新来的朋友？我们可以认识一下。
Before we make the announcements, we'd like to know if there are newcomers so we can get to know you.
要是没有的话，那我们就开始报告。
If not, we will make the announcements now.
第一件事情，我们再来周五的查经是加拉太书第六章最后一章。
First of all, this coming Friday, we'll be sharing the book of Galatians, chapter 6, the last one.
请弟兄姐妹在会前我们先有预备，我们再来到会中我们一起分享。
We ask that you will study beforehand so we can have a better sharing.
第二件事情
And secondly,
还是要跟弟兄姐妹报告一下，我们到目前为止我们所收到的奉献款项。
It's a report from the treasury on the offering that we received.
到现目前为止总共收到这个月收到35,123元。
Up till yesterday, we have received $35,123.
另外还有一笔特别的指定用途的奉献。
And there is a designated offering.
向弟兄姐妹报告，也请弟兄姐妹纪念。
And we report to you and ask that you would continue to remember.
今天就是这两件事情向弟兄姐妹报告。我们在好这个大会厅散会以后，我们请到各个小家的这个教室里面继续有分享。
And those are the only announcements we have. Please go to the classrooms and have fellowship with the small families.
好，请弟兄姐妹，我们可以到各小家。
We cannot break into groups.